Hey there, thanks for joining us at Spartan King Fitness Family, where we strive for 1% better each and every day, sometimes more, but never, ever less. I'm Tom, owner and CEO of Spartan King Fitness, and man, it's been a week, wouldn't you say, babe?
It has. It has been a week.
Yeah, you want to tell what's been going on with you? Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, I went back to work for the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's also a long stretch, so I do 12-hour nights.
I love those.
Yeah, definitely don't love them. But I did it. I made it through. Also, with the kids' first day back at school, which was absolutely great. I mean, they loved it. I'm so happy that the kids all have adjusted pretty well.
Yeah, for sure.
And now I'm off. I've worked my weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm off. The kids had sports. They had soccer games. And then now we're moving into Avon starting to play soccer, so that's going to be another added time to the schedule.
For sure. Aubrey was out there killing it, though, in her games.
She was. Mm. Aubrey played very well. I'm so proud of her. She is doing amazing. So.
Fantastic. Yep. And Kennedy had her first meet this last Saturday, cross country. A little hokum carum, so it wasn't like a typical go out there and run 3.5 miles by yourself and see what happens. You know, run a mile, teammate runs a mile, and do that repeatedly for 3 miles. And she did really well. It was a hot day, and I was pretty proud of her. They're getting settled into school, too, Kennedy and McKenzie. And I know I talked to Kennedy today after school, and she it's got massive assignments. She's got AP everything, and it's assignment after assignment on top of all the sports. So, yeah, they're in for a year. But I think I agree with you. They're starting strong, and we're going to be busy, so...
They're made for this life.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have so much fun with it. And, I mean, there's just been a lot of stuff, a lot of emotions flying this last week, a lot of busyness, just constantly moving around, and we're just all trying to figure it out, but enjoying the ride as we go, yeah?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Well, I wanted to segue into some stuff that I wanted to talk about, like, in regards to, like, getting started with fitness. Basically, maybe some things that get in the way of starting a fitness journey. Some people do struggle to get started, and there's some things that, you know, maybe play a part in that. Quite a few things that could. One being a lack of motivation.
Me.
Stop. Wanting results but struggling to take that first step. There's folks out there that are fear of judgment, you know, worrying about looking inexperienced at the gym.
Also me.
Sometimes me.
let me just like stop for a second.
For sure.
I just feel like that was my biggest fear when starting my fitness journey.
Being judged?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, you just feel like people are staring at you, but in all reality, like, they're not.
They're literally not. They're not. So into themselves at the gym, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah, so if that's what you're afraid of, trust that nobody is paying attention.
No, for real. And most people are out there figuring it out, too. You'd be surprised if everybody was honest in what they're actually doing. They're constantly learning as well, so. Mm-hmm. But that is a big one, yeah, for sure. Being overwhelmed, too many workout options, or not knowing where to begin. I guess that's a problem for folks sometimes. A perfection mindset, believing that somebody's got to do everything perfectly so they never start their journey. Low self-confidence, feeling like they're too out of shape to even start.
Me.
Come on now, you do not check all these boxes.
No, I do, guys. I do check every box.
And look, there's lifestyle and time barriers too, right? Busy schedules, work, family, and daily responsibilities take priority. So where do you plug your fitness journey in, right?
Great.
Poor time management, maybe not scheduling workouts like other important tasks. It's one of those first things that get put on the back burner is those things for us. So fatigue, low energy from poor sleep, maybe some stress or long work days. And then a lack of routine, struggling to create consistency without structure. We could go on and on. There's so many different things that actually get in the way. And many of these barriers, they boil down to fear, lack of clarity, or lack of support. And the good news is that each can be overcome with small, realistic steps. So understanding why people struggle, start working out, it's just as important as knowing how to begin. So what are things we can do to overcome these barriers that we have mentioned? We can turn them into actionable solutions so it's clear how to overcome each one. So let's just take, for instance, the lack of motivation. What can we do if we got a lack of motivation? Start with discipline and not motivation. If you commit yourself to 10 minutes a day, even if you don't feel like it, and do that each and every day. And that way, you know, it's less about being motivated to work out, and you're just stepping up your discipline. You're going to dedicate those 10 minutes every day.
Yeah, for sure. And I do want to start saying, like, lack of motivation for me was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. It was a huge thing. It was specifically because I work nights and I had the kids, their schedules conflict with my schedule, and just feeling tired, overwhelmed, exhausted. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I started with one of those home, like, walking treadmills.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first purchase.
Yeah.
And I started on it, did it for 15 minutes a day, every single day. Whether it was like, I mean, I woke up in the morning before the kids, or when they came home from school, they were starting their homework, had a chance to do it right before I was going to work. There are small steps you can take. And one of those, if it helps anybody, mine was a walking treadmill. And that, once you see progression off that and moved up from like 15 minutes, like 30 minutes to an hour, and then soon enough, I was running like 5 miles. So
soon enough.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. And it does happen. I mean, it happens like that. And sometimes faster than you even think, before you even realize it. So again, with that fear of judgment, kind of like I mentioned before, most people are really focused on themselves. So start at home. Or maybe if you do have access to a gym and you have a gym membership, try going at off-peak times. That way you're not surrounded by a bunch of people that you may or may not think are like fitness experts. And trust me, they're not. And that way they're not just around you, and you can kind of feel free to work out, do your thing, and learn, you know. In regards to being overwhelmed, pick one simple routine. You can maybe do a couple of 2-3 workouts per week of full body exercises, and ignore everything else at first. So, like, you know, set yourself up some times, 2 or 3 times a week, that you're just going to go in there and do what feels good for your body. Like, you know, don't necessarily set goals on specific body parts quite yet or anything like that. Just get moving.
Stay off the mindset like you have to be hitting like a certain weight. Because that was also, like, a struggle for me. I'm like, oh, I could easily do, like, 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not that at all. Mm-hmm. I think I started with, like, 10 pounds.
And that's just fine. I mean, that's a perfect place to start. Wherever the body is comfortable, and doing something that you don't normally do and repetitively, like, you'll be surprised at how effective that ends up being, right? I mean, but then again, it's just like you're walking or running, honey.
You know it, folks. My arms are bigger than Tom's.
Yeah, she is pretty swole, guys. So don't lie. So look, a perfection mindset. Just adopt progress over perfection. Enjoy those small wins. The effort beats waiting for the perfect plan. Because there is never a perfect plan, right? I mean, sometimes when I hit the gym, I think I'm going to work out a specific body part, and I'm a little bit older. So sometimes when I roll out of bed, that body part doesn't feel up
and
ready.
He, in fact, rolls.
And then creaks.
That's not a lie.
But sometimes that particular body part I had in mind is not feeling it. So look, it's not a perfect process. You kind of work with what you have, and as long as you're taking those steps, you're winning. In regards to low self-confidence, track non-scale wins. Everybody seems to be consumed with what they weigh now and what they want to weigh, and then, you know, takes a look at it each and every day, like a pound is going to just shed off each and every day. And, you know, I mean, I don't want you to focus on those things.
Listen, like, ladies, we all want to see the scale drop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Muscle does weigh more than fat.
It really does. And so when you start using that body and building that muscle, I mean, those things will start balancing out. You will be cutting in places that you want to cut, and adding that muscle where you want to add it. But looking at the scale daily, I mean, it's just a way to set yourself up for a discouragement. And, you know, I would encourage you not to do that. Look for more things like energy, your mood, and strength increases to build belief in yourself, because those are where the wins are at. So,
and in order to increase those moods, stay on your vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's important. Those are all extremely important things, to stay on your vitamins, because the minute you get off is when you start to feel that lack of energy, lack of motivation. I mean, you're just tired. I know, for me, I know I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good, dude. I agree. The bottom line, starting fitness is really less about willpower and more about moving friction, building small wins, and stacking those habits until it feels natural. Let's be clear, there's no perfect way to get started, but believe that it's in you, because we believe that it's in you. So, yeah.
Go for it.
Absolutely. Go out there and get it.
Get it.
Start small and simple. Like I said, 10 to 20 minutes a day, you can do body weight stuff. You don't even have to go ahead and get a set of weights or go sign up for your closest gym membership right off the bat. Start with some body weight stuff, literally.
Lift your babies at home.
Yeah, you do baby curls.
I literally lay on the floor and I'll have Avon jump on me and like... and I will lift them.
Exactly. Or the Superman, where he balances on your feet, like you're on your back, right? He balances on your feet, and you go up and down with him. There you go. That's good for the legs.
It's a win. It's a win-win. You're spending time with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Also working out.
For sure. Small victories. Hey, and think about different things like stretching, mobility. You could do some yoga. Keep track of your progress. You know, log your workouts. Even if they're 5, 10, 15-minute workouts, you know, keep track of what you're doing. Hey, if one minute, you know, one day you do 5 push-ups, maybe the next time that you're ready to do push-ups again, you know, see if you can push out 7, you know, 8, 9, 10, whatever. Just small increases. When it gets to weights, they call that progressive overload. So, you know, when you get in the gym, then you increase that weight maybe week to week. That's called progressive overload. And you can have that same mentality even if you're using body weight exercises. So definitely challenge yourself. I mean, fitness is fun. And you want to be able to challenge yourself, because that's what keeps you coming back. Obviously, you want to see those wins for yourself. That's where your confidence will start coming in. And you'll be more and more inclined to not miss your workouts after a while than being able to ignore them and put them on the back burner. So,
in addition to that, I have grown to love the Challenge app. If anyone out there has have used it, use it. It, you just get a group of people and you challenge each other. So that kind of makes it fun.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah, why not? Anything that helps, for sure.
Send pictures, have groups, you know, group chats of multiple people. Get involved. I know one of my good friends, Avery, he likes to send me his progress. So that's great. I love that.
Shout out to Avery. He's doing big things.
Yeah,
I see him out there getting his workout on, and he's shedding weight and doing awesome. So we're really proud of his accomplishments so far, for sure.
As well as going through a pretty hard time in his life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so proud of him.
Kudos, for sure. A lot of people ask me, what I eat. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I eat probably sugarcoat it. I don't have the best diet, but with me, I work out kind of so much that I get away with some things. But everything is not for everybody. It's one of my favorite sayings. So just a couple of beginner nutrition tips. Eat whole foods first. You want to go ahead and prioritize your lean proteins, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. Small steps. Like, if you don't really mess with any of those, introduce them into your diet. So, you know, you want to get that fuel in your body. Rather than just eating to be full, you want to recognize kind of the things that you're putting in there. And again, that's another thing that just gets better over time. Being mindful at the beginning is what really will get you started. So, I encourage protein with every meal. It helps muscle repair and it keeps you full. Chicken, fish, eggs, Greek yogurt, beans, all good sources of protein. If you can add those, and you'll want to increase those as your fitness journey kind of moves on, because your body's really going to call for it. I mean, there's days my body calls for carbs. Like, it literally wants waffles and then cinnamon raisin toast. And then, whatever carbs I can get my hands on. But then there's days where if I'm not eating meat, I'm not happy. Your body kind of starts talking to you in regards to that nutrition that you need based on your workouts. And that might be getting down the road and a little advanced and stuff. So basically making sure that you have those portions to kind of get you started, sets you off on the right path. Hydration is key. Would you agree, honey?
Hydration is key. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard, especially when you get sidetracked with all that you have going on during the day. I found that having my cup filled, especially when I'm at work, is the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to know that, like, at least 4 bottles of water every hour.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you can.
Right.
It's great.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't even know really what the recommended dose for water is anymore, honestly. I know it's a lot. I know I exceed it, because I mean, that's literally all I drink.
If you see our house right now, like, it's full of water bottles.
It really is, too.
In every room.
Every room. Like, I mean, sport water bottles, there's traveling cups next to our bed. I think there's about 20 water bottles probably right now, because I'll go after, you know, we get up and we'll fill them up again, and I'll put them in the fridge. Like, I'll reuse. We try to, she won't reuse. Like, literally will not drink tap water.
Negative.
Got to be purified water.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a purified girly.
Oh my god. I tried to give her tap water once, I swear. She tells me that she can close her eyes. Listen to this. She tells me she can close her eyes and you can give her all these different kinds of tap, or not tap water, all these different kinds of purified water, and she can tell you the brand.
That is correct.
I swear, I will test you on this show.
We will.
Literally. That is going to be a game show.
I accept your challenge.
Okay, beautiful. I swear, we're going to light up 5 bottles, and if you cannot tell me each and every one by name, you're going to owe me something.
I'll even tell you by owner.
Stop it, don't you?
Okay, that's a little excessive, but I could tell you the flavor. Or not the flavor, but the brand.
Yeah.
For sure the brand.
Okay, I can't wait. Hey, we're going to do that. So, hey, literally hold us to that. Make sure you send in some comments.
Listen, questions. If you're setting me up, I'm setting you up. I'm going to take a picture of your plate.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
And I'm going to post that.
Minute, you're hating. that's just hateful.
I'm just upset that he could eat, like, all these carbs and still look this good.
Well, I appreciate you, honey. Thank you.
It's a shame.
Yeah, that segues right into control your portions. Which I don't do so well at. Literally, I mean, I got a little fat.
I have never seen a man make a peanut butter sandwich or peanut butter and jelly sandwich. First off, with half the jar.
That sounds delicious.
That's excessive.
We just had dinner, and I swear to God, I could eat one of those right now. I love peanut butter and jelly.
That's also like a key thing in this household. Is like 80 peanut butter jars.
Oh, for real? Yeah, no, I mean, I think I should be like a major stockholder in Jif. They should pay me right now for recognition.
If you'd like to sponsor him, please do.
Yeah, seriously, anybody listening from Jif, like, yeah, I will take payment in peanut butter. Gladly. And there's your protein right there, folks. I swear to God, eat peanut butter. Like, that's all I do. I mean, it's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, at least.
Maybe I should post your dance.
Oh yeah, and while I make my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I certainly do dances in the kitchen, for sure. It's well known. It's my kitchen dance. You gotta shake the binks.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, goodness. Hey, don't forget to sleep, too. Look, most people, I mean, good night.
Me.
Yeah, okay, well, no. Okay, no, that's not true. Because, look, this says 7 to 9 hours for recovery and hormone balance. 7 to 9 hours is a good night of sleep. Honey, like, what's your go-to good night of sleep? Tell them what your go-to good night of sleep.
You want the truth or a lie?
I know, I want the absolute truth.
I sleep.
So we can't get an hour amount out of her, folks. Let's make that record clear right now. My girl likes to sleep, and there's nothing wrong with that. She likes her beauty rest, and we let her get it when she has time to do so. You know, you gotta shoot for that 7 to 9 hours. That's optimal. I literally sleep 4 to 4.5 hours a day. And that's fine. Like, I mean, I'm getting by on that. That is not optimal.
That is unhealthy, folks.
That is super unhealthy. And, like, I would never push like that on anyone. Yeah, don't be like Tom in that
be
regard.
Like me.
And don't be like Tom with the plates of food. You know, bad examples here. Like, I can tell you what to do, and sometimes, like, it's showing you what to do. Maybe not so great, but we're working on those things. Reduce stress. Like, look, we all have that, right? Which, how's our stress level been lately?
It has now been amplified to an unknown number.
It's on 10! Yes. It's on 10!
I don't even think it can, 10, it's not even a realistic number.
No, it's really not. It certainly has exceeded that. And obviously, laughter is the best medicine, and we do a lot of that in this house. So that's how we get by. But whatever that looks like for you, reduce that stress, because that is a huge motivator in kind of getting you away from your goals, right? I mean, you start thinking about all those things that are just, you got to do this, you got to do this, this is bothering you, this. Like, no, man, just try to calm it down, take a breath, and get after it. Find some accountability. Get a workout buddy. Get a coach. Online community you can look into. And continue to celebrate small wins, like completing your first week or cooking a new healthy recipe. I mean, all great, great tips for sure. And just be patient with yourself. Like, look, it's a lifestyle. This is not a 30-day challenge. Like, do not go into the gym thinking you're going to work, just walk out buff, you know, that day. Like,
I will.
You really will. You already are. Like, let's be honest. You already are.
I'm going to.
You're ahead of the game, honey. But look, I mean, just keep in mind that if you start somewhere, you have started somewhere. And maybe that's all that's been getting in your way to this point. So every rep you do today, it's an investment in your future self. Please don't feel like you need to focus on being perfect. Focus on being consistent. You don't need to be extreme. You just need to be consistent. And day one beats one day. Starting now is the hardest part, and you're just doing it right now. You guys can do it for sure. Progress is progress, no matter how small. When I got started, because I'll tell you what, I've gone spurts throughout my life where I've hit the gym real, real hard, especially when I was younger. My focus wasn't there. It wasn't clear. I'd go real, real hard and then find myself getting burnt out, you know, months later. And wondering why. I mean, because I just wasn't working out very smart. I was doing kind of the same thing over and over again in the gym, what people were telling me, and I didn't really know myself. And so, I mean, yes, I was seeing gains, but I was getting bored, and it just wasn't working out for me. So you want to just take your time, get into some sort of rhythm to get going, and you're going to see these impactful steps you're taking just increase the value for you. I mean, they're just going to increase in value over and over and over again based on your consistency. And I know you all have it in you. I know you do. And like I said, I've gone through waves, you know, where like I would feel that burnt out, and then I would get away from my fitness journey. And sometimes it kind of took me some time to claw back. I mean, I've seen plenty of pictures of me where I'm not in shape, honey. If you post those on YouTube, we're not going to be good. Seriously, though. I mean, there are stages of my life where I am not in the best shape. And
you ever heard of, like, the ugly duck?
Bro, are you calling me an ugly duck?
No, no, no. No. I was going to refer to myself like that.
Oh,
like,
stop it.
There is ugly duck moments. Everybody has those ugly duck moments.
Oh, for sure. I would agree.
But guess what? Now I'm a cute duck.
Oh, you're more than that.
So you guys get out there.
Yeah.
Get out there and, I mean, if you feel a certain way about yourself, like, just put that all behind you, because I struggled. I mean, I was just telling Tom, like, I've been struggling with things like that for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think just now, especially when you change up your, you know, your moods, the way you're eating, just thinking about, like, what kind of lifestyle you're living. I mean, if that plays, you know, a part in your motivation, or you even just getting out there to start, like, change those up. Think about it. Think about what's going to make you happy and what you want to continue to do.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, there are some folks out there that are still getting a little weary about hearing all these changes that they could make, right? We're looking at diet. We're looking at actually maybe getting into a gym, or even maybe, you know, like waking up and starting with body weight exercises. Maybe right now that sounds intimidating, or you don't know where to begin and stuff. Just look, just get started, because the hardest part is already done once you've done. You decided to start. So most people never even take that step. Mm-mm. Don't worry about being perfect. Don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Negative.
And don't think you need to do it all at once. Fitness is not about quick fixes. It's about showing up for yourself day after day, even when you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Every workout you do, every healthy choice you make is building a stronger, more confident, more energized version of you. And the feeling of, I don't have enough energy right now, I can assure you that once you start exerting some of that energy, maybe getting your morning started with a nice little fitness routine, you're going to find out that you have more energy later in the day, because energy begets energy, especially if you start paying attention to those things that you're putting in your body. Like I said, with my waves of fitness on, fitness off throughout my life, this last decision I made, that was a big one and a game changer for me, I decided to stop drinking pop. I stopped drinking pop for months. Yes, okay, baby. I know, I occasionally drink a little pop now. But look, we're talking about when I got back into fitness again, and I decided I was going to take steps.
Same.
I cut out pop. It was my major setback. I was literally, folks, drinking 4 to 5 bottles of Mountain Dew 20 ounces a day. Like, what is that? And I was wired for sound, constantly getting my stuff done. That's all I was concerned with. And I was walking around with a belly. And when I decided I wanted to get back into fitness really hard, I said, well, what's one thing I can cut out that will make that immediate impact, or make the quickest impact, I should say. And for me, it was pop. And so months and months I went without drinking pop. And all of a sudden, like two at a time, abs were showing up. And
then you become addicted to abs, right?
Then you do. And now I got a couple of them. So, you know, and I don't really want them to go away. So I'm not chugging, you know, kegs of pop.
Just at midnight.
I have a couple sips with my peanut butter and jelly. And
what a mix, folks. What a mix.
Again, it's progress, not perfection, honey.
Okay, you're right. Because I'm right next to him doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Except I will say mine is zero.
You do drink Coke Zero, and that is random and rare, but you do enjoy a Coke Zero.
Not that it's any better, but...
No, it's okay. It's
small
okay.
Victories.
It's okay. Look, there's days when you won't feel motivated, but it's okay, because motivation is temporary. What matters is consistency and discipline. And every time you push through, you prove to yourself that you're capable of doing more than you thought. Remember this, 1 year from now, you'll look back and thank yourself for starting today. So keep moving forward, one rep, one meal, one workout at a time. You guys got this.
Yep.
I promise. So enough with the excuses. It's time to move. You say you want change? Prove it to us. Nobody's going to do that work for you. Nobody's going to drag you into the gym. And nobody's going to carry the weights except for you.
I'm hoping Tom will do that all for me.
Negative. The results you want don't care about how tired you are, how busy you are, or how much you don't feel like it today. So think about that when you're ready to get started. Every rep, every set, every drop of sweat is you choosing to become stronger, tougher, and more disciplined than you were yesterday. 1% better every day. That's how champs are built, one decision at a time. Right?
I want to say right. However... don't feel pressured.
No,
you know what I mean? Don't, like, let it happen. Like, think about it. Think about all the steps that you want to take and write them down. Mm-hmm. Write them down. Put them on your fridge. Put them on your mirror. Put them wherever, in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it day by day. Do one thing at a time. And then before you know it, I'm not even kidding. Like, before you know it, you're going to be a master at this. You're going to be adding, like, steps every time. And for me, like, I absolutely wish Tom could roll me out of bed and I could go at 4:30 in the morning. However, that is just not for me. And mm-hmm. that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have different schedules when it comes to gym time, and also different schedules of work time. I mean, he's working mornings, I'm working nights, so finding time to, like, even spend time together, you know, be with the kids and do all that needs to be done with them. And just trust me, it's a process, but you have to do it.
It really is. You got to do it for yourself, but you got to stop waiting for the motivation. It's not coming. It's not coming.
It's here, actually. It's not coming. It's here.
It's here, right. Show up anyway. And listen, she made a great point. She really did. Sometimes it just takes pen to paper. Sometimes it just takes you thinking about getting started for a little bit. You know, sometimes if you're not quite ready to get into that gym, drive to the gym parking lot. Sit there for a second and think to yourself, why am I not just going in and see what it's about? Or, I mean, wake up, you know, 10, 15 minutes early for work and tell yourself, well, why can't I do a little something with these 10 or 15 minutes before, you know, my day was even supposed to start? Thinking about it, pen to paper about it, whatever that looks like for you. After you do that long enough, you get fed up with the fact that you know you can do more and you want to try to do more, so do more. Just do the work anyway, because when you push past your comfort zone, that's where real growth begins. You got a choice right now. You keep being the person who only talks about the change, or you become the person who makes it happen. The only difference is action. So get up, lock in, get after it. No excuses, no shortcuts, just work. Lego.
Send us all the pictures, too. Like, if you're even at the parking lot, take a picture and just post it.
Mm-hmm.
Post it to us and tag us.
I would love it.
Yeah, I would love to see all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that myself, actually.
You really should. Yeah, seriously. When you pull up to your gym, snap a picture, send it on into us. Business at SpartanKingFitness.com. Go ahead and put podcast in the subject line. We want to see you on your fitness journey. We really do. Like, I mean, everybody's taking steps, right? And we can all use those motivating things, you know, to kind of push each other along and to inspire. Because that's really what it's all about. Like, we are not looking for the internal motivation, but it is nice to see that people are rallying around the fact that you want to get started. They are offering that advice. They are doing the same thing themselves. We're all in the same boat. We're all rowing the same way. And so let's just get going.
That's going to be my start. My start is I'm going to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm going to snap a picture of you going into the gym.
And then you're going to lay back down.
Yeah. It's a start, though.
It's a big start.
I made it at 4:30 in the morning.
Because literally, if I see you up at 4:30 in the morning, I might stroke out.
Oh, I don't want that.
No. I don't think we're really at risk. I hope we're not at risk of that, but that would be a game changer right there, folks, for sure.
It would. I would be so proud of myself if I was able to get up and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not a morning person.
I know you're not, honey, and it's okay. You don't have to be. There ain't nothing written down saying you got to be a morning person. I'll carry that load for us.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And then you could be up at night doing all what you do, because I want to go night-night for my 4.5 hours.
After his peanut butter
fix. After my peanut butter fix, for yes. Sure. Yeah, no, look, we got to get through this week, though. I mean, we've got so much stuff coming. Tomorrow's a really busy day. I don't know what everybody else's day looks like, but, you know, as stated, mine will be starting in the gym about 4:45, 5 a.m. at the latest I get started. Couple hours there, work day, just like y'all go through. After that, we've got some running around to doing stuff. What is tomorrow?
You're asking a night shift worker.
Seriously, what day is it?
If you're all my night shift people out there, like, this is like the worst question you could ask.
Man.
What is today? I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, but no, I get my girls tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I get my girls tomorrow. So we're gonna do a little cake and stuff. My Kenzie today, 8:18.
Shout out to Kenny Pop.
She turned 13 today. My little teenager.
Yay,
everybody, happy birthday to Kenzie. So, you know, big day for her. We celebrated yesterday. Actually took the girls to their first game, Bears game at Soldier Field. We had a blast, and they routed the Buffalo Bills 38-0. That was cool. They loved every minute of that. And so we enjoyed that time, and then they had school today on her birthday. And then she's having, a family party at her mom's house tonight. So that's good for her. Lots of fun, lots of presents, lots of laughs. I'm sure great food. And then, like I said, tomorrow's busy day. We'll get together, have some cake over at Dad's house, some good food and some laughs. Wednesday's another busy day. Thursday's a soccer practice, right?
Yeah, Thursday we have a soccer practice.
Yeah.
And Aubrey soccer practices are quite long.
They are, and quite eventful.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing her play.
For sure.
Okay, but there are some co-parenting issues that we have been dealt with.
Man, so, how?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not the best situation right now, but...
No kidding. I mean, your ex trying to fight me at a kid's soccer practice, that's not working out well?
No, yes. Not at all. You know, I wish we could have this co-parenting where you can walk past each other, not specifically you, in general with people. You know, you just want to walk past, maybe hello, and you know, hug your kids when it's...
Especially in front of the kids, like, right? I mean, F you, me, all day long behind closed doors, but, like, in front of the kids, it should be hidey-ho, neighbor, like, and...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why it's anything other than that, and she, and Liz is not the only one dealing with various co-parenting issues. We certainly don't need to air dirty laundry, but there are challenges, right? I mean, sometimes the person that you had, children with... you know, and then you guys grow apart. Some of them want to, like, hold on to these negative feelings, and unfortunately the little ones kind of get brought into the mix a little bit too much. And that's just not the point. That's just not the point, the purpose. The kids should be the focal point of all things positive. The kids should be allowed to be kids. And everything should be happy because, you know what, they're growing, they're learning, they're watching everything. And, I mean, if we're setting bad examples, if we're full of negativity and bad vibes, I mean, you're advertently or inadvertently instilling that in them. So, be mindful, folks. Think about that. I don't care if you hate your ex. You have every God-given right to hate your ex. That's fine. In front of your kids.
I don't even want to say hate.
Well, like, yeah, hate's a terrible word. You know what I'm getting at, though.
Yeah, like you just very much just like them. And it's not... I don't even know if that isn't the right word, because it's just like you just don't even pay no mind to that situation. But because you share children together, my advice is just, on my end anyway, just to try to be as positive and as delightful as you can be, right? Like, I don't know. I smile. I just think that, like, it's important that your kids see that they have a team of parents, right, are rallying each other, them specifically for whatever event you're at or whatever. It could be a school thing, a sport thing, I don't know, as simple as a doctor visit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, but I just feel like when you have so much hostility towards somebody, I don't think it's politically correct to even take it out in front of
It's certainly not. And I mean, just take a step back and look, like, I mean, at least look at the fact that, like, this is the best thing that y'all did together, right? Like, are these kids, this is literally the only thing that you may be able to think of is a win in your mind at this point. Like, can't you come together on that fact and just, you know, remember that these little minds are just trying to grow and have fun, like, and you, I would think, both want to support that in every way possible. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter how you guys feel about each other or how I feel about my ex or Liz does about her. Like, we literally walk around not...
feelings.
We just don't.
Yeah.
I just want to see my daughter fully. Yeah, I mean, I love spending time with my kids. I love seeing everything they do. If there's any sort of negative drama that hinders that or gets in the way or makes my kids uncomfortable in even the slightest way, you can miss me with that. Mm-hmm. 100%, because that is just so unnecessary, isn't it, honey?
Yeah, and it's sad. It's just, it's a part of, like, putting yourself back in a situation that, like, you really don't need to. So, for future, everybody who is dealing with co-parenting problems, we're here for you.
Yeah, and so I wish I could tell you it gets better, because, like, I'm over a decade removed, and Liz is less than that, and, I mean, it might as well. We might as well have gotten divorced on the same day, it seems like, on most days, like, so, from our respective exes. But you know what? It is what it is. Look, you just got to find a way to be happy around those kids. You got to support, you know, don't talk bad about the other parent to the kids. Don't talk bad about the parent in front of the kids. I mean, these are things that you would think very basic. I guess not everybody understands that. So you want to do what's best for them at all times. Anyway, like, so look, we're moving on throughout the week. We've got a lot of different stuff coming up. I'm looking forward to, I mean, we had some plans. We talked Great America for Saturday. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that in.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to try to get that in, but we do have a couple of other things, like the Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween part. I want to do that.
Yeah.
Summerween.
Yeah, it's Summerween. Party. Yeah, think about that. It's a Summerween party.
My that would be my very first Summerween party.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's so exciting. Okay, guys, I love Halloween.
Oh, like no other, guys.
I can live in Halloween land. Like, if there was even a Halloween land to live in, I'd live in there. I would live in there. But I
want to build one for you, honey.
Okay. I know you do. I know you do. We keep talking about this. but Halloween is my favorite thing. My favorite time of the year of fall. Okay. But everything Halloween, like, I'm going to decorate, like, probably September 1st.
First, it was August 1st, so look,
I was giving you a little lead back because, you know, it was, you were like, what?
You thought it was a shock to my system?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. So I don't see anything wrong with September 1st. I mean, let's go ahead. Halloween's probably one of it probably is my favorite holiday. I like Christmas because everybody seems to be in a joyous mood for the most part. Unless you go, like, Black Friday shopping, then everybody loses their shit. But, like, in general, I think everybody's pretty happy around Christmas time. I mean, I do like Christmas, but I think if I had to pick between the two, I think I would pick Halloween.
How do you feel about Christmas music?
We discussed this. Look, I worked retail for way too many years, okay? And they started Christmas music like
July 1st.
Seriously. it was like shoot off the fireworks July 4th, July 5th. We were putting up Christmas trees and they're playing like Jingle Bells and shit. No, I cannot with the Christmas music. But look, and there's this one, what radio station plays it like 24/7 starting in when? Like,
I'm such a Pandora girl, so I don't
know. Well, yeah, I know. Most people don't even listen to, like, regular radio anymore, right? They listen to on-demand, whatever they want. But there's radio stations that literally play it 24/7, like, starting, I don't even know when, some stupid time, and I can't get on board with that. The incessant Christmas music. Because it's a retail thing. It's a retail. When you're stuck in that, oh, my God. It's a nightmare. But look, like, I like to, sing Silent Night at, like, Midnight Mass and all that. I can get into all that stuff. Like, that's okay. Like, I think that's really, really nice, good sentiment and all that kind of stuff. Like,
I just like Christmas time because it's my birthday time.
Yeah, well, I know. What's my favorite holiday? Do you remember? What's my favorite holiday?
Halloween.
No.
Your birthday.
Mexican Independence Day.
Shut up.
You know why? Because it's on my birthday. September 16th, Virgo, baby. Let's go Mexican Independence Day. But no, Halloween, we do love Halloween in this house. See, the kids love Halloween. I mean, we hit haunted houses like crazy. We dress up. But this is going to be my first Summerween. I want to see what this is about. What are we even going to be? What are we going to be?
I'm thinking more towards like Adam's Family.
Of course you are, because everybody has to dress in black. Look, if you looked at my girl's closet, it is a black hole.
He calls it the black hole.
I do call it the black hole.
But let me tell you something.
My baby likes black.
And I can relate this to gym, too, okay?
Okay, relate.
Fitness. So, if you wake up in the morning,
okay,
and you're tired, my eyes are closed still. If I had to get up and do it, and my eyes are closed, mm-hmm, picture that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling out a workout outfit that's all black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ever going to not match or feel like I have to, like, dig for, like, matching stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's black.
Yeah,
everything matches.
Picture me wanting to, like, just buy a couple of, like, neon outfits and throw them in there with your eyes closed. You pick it out in the morning. I swear to God, if you walk out, I would die.
That would never happen.
I can think about it, though. It's entertaining.
No. That's not entertaining. That's like hiding all your peanut butter jars.
Oh, bro. Now you've crossed the line. Look, that is just not fair.
I would never wear another color.
I know. And that's okay.
And I'm changing him too, guys. Don't worry.
She is converting me. Like, I looked at my short drawer, and it's like, I don't even think I own a pair of shorts that's not black or gray. I think I'm wearing a gray pair right now. Shocking. But yeah, I mean, honey, what do you want me to wear today? I mean, what do you got in black? Okay.
Black.
I'll be right back.
if we're seen outside, we're most likely wearing black.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm for sure am, but I mean, he likes to switch it up. I don't know.
Well, how switching it up do I go, honey?
I mean, like, you go for the reds and the, like... I could do the neons. The neons are cute on you. They bring out, like, your skin tone.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I do. I think they're really cute on you.
This is the first time I'm hearing that.
You're wearing gray now. I think it's really cute on you.
Yeah, you don't mind gray on me.
No.
You ain't never gonna wear it, but no. You don't mind it on me.
No, yeah. Okay. But, like, I could do without the, like, orange or... I mean, I've never even seen you wear orange, but, like,
no.
I'm just
Remember when you saw me at the... Now, this was pre-us, I think. Do you remember... Didn't you see me in, like, a yellow, like, whole sweat Michigan outfit? Wasn't that... Didn't you say something about that before? You saw me in... Or maybe you saw me cleaning out my closet and you said, dude, what is this gross?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
I mean,
it was.
There were a couple things when we moved in together that I was just like, whoa.
Man, you literally made me throw out all my clothes.
I did.
I'm still scarred.
I'm sorry.
I'm still a little traumatized.
Good thing you're in therapy, honey.
Seriously. I need it. I need it for so many reasons. That's just another one.
And I will tell you, we are doing, like, a lot of house remodeling, so...
We are.
We are in for a black wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We do. We're setting up a black accent wall in the house. I mean, when she talks about black is her favorite, like, literally, like, we live that life.
I think it's like a religion.
It really is. Black religion? Yeah.
Yeah, what's my religion anyway?
Oh, that's your religion?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, when I go to work, we just had this conversation this morning.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be wearing black.
No,
I'm
supposed to be navy blue, right?
And I wear black.
Mm-hmm. You're a rebel.
I am.
Ain't nobody gonna tell you shit.
No. No. And then I hit him with this is my religion.
It's part of my religion.
You can't do that. That's discrimination at this point.
There you go. Seriously, don't take nothing, honey. Take nothing.
Negative. And if not that, my boyfriend will beat you up.
Facts, Jack. Oh, listen, hey, it's been great being with you guys. We got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of stuff to talk about, certainly. Check us out on YouTube. Welcome to Spartan King Fitness family. Obviously, the podcast is on Pandora. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Amazon Music. It's everywhere. I mean, if you're listening to us now, then you found a way. So keep tuning in. You can follow myself on Facebook, Tom Stevens, Spartan King Fitness. Same for Instagram, same for TikTok. We throw out a bunch of random stuff here and there on all that stuff. Hell, even Snapchat. Every once in a while, I throw something Spartan King Fitness out. Liz, where can they follow you, babe?
All my socials are at Lissy Poo. All of them. So, nothing changes there.
Yeah, but hey, we're doing a lot of big things together. Been taking some videos of the kids and some candid shots. You're going to see our family doing a lot of athletic stuff moving forward, having fun, a lot of sporting events coming up.
Yeah, we're going to try to get some videos out there. I want to try to go live at one point.
Oh, for sure.
This weekend, maybe when all the kids are home and settled and, you know.
Yeah. And, I mean, we think we're funny. They think they're funny. You should see what that looks like together. I don't know if it'll be entertaining. I mean, we find it entertaining. I mean, that's
what
really...
What is that post that I had put on my my Facebook? Because this is... I'm telling you this, like, at home. I think I put it on Facebook, actually.
What is it? A post about what? That you posted?
Oh, if you ever come over... Like, anybody who comes over to the house.
Our kids will roast you.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially Kennedy. Kennedy will... She doesn't even have to know you. Like, Kennedy will literally talk shit to you immediately.
She will.
Don't show weakness. Do not show weakness. Our kids have no shame. They are not afraid. And Kennedy's not the only one. She is just probably the quickest one.
She is the quickest one.
And
the kids are excited. They want to be on the podcast, too. So
for sure, yeah.
You will hear them at some point.
Yeah, even Aven. He's like, I want to talk to that mic. Sure, son. No problem.
So we have a lot of different things coming up. I'm so excited for it. I want to go live. I know the girls want to go live on TikTok soon. Mm-hmm. So they want to do their little get ready with me. We have some... big things coming up. Like I said, the Summerween.
Mm-hmm.
Is it this weekend?
You keep saying it is.
I don't know. You know, my aunt keeps changing things around. So.
Yeah, she really does. But look, I mean, regardless, it's a kids' weekend for me. And it's I mean, usually is for lists. And so we're gonna do something fun, silly, athletic. I know Kennedy has another meet this Saturday, pretty much every Saturday till her season's over now for cross country. And Kenzie starts them up in September, so a lot of running, a lot of stuff to show you there. We'd be happy to pass along how active our kids stay, because we think that's important. I mean, both of us think that that is a very important value, keeping those kids busy in things that they enjoy doing. At their age they're all at now, like, it's less really about pushing them into things to stay active. They're really just doing things that they want to do, and we're supporting every step of the way of that. So stay tuned and keep an eye out for all that stuff. And we did have some questions posed to us, too. I did want to make mention of that. I've got some supplements coming to SpartanKingFitness.com, and I will definitely keep you guys posted on when those things do arrive and are available to check out. But we've gotten several different questions on creatine, safe ages to take them, benefits of, and different things like that. I want to let you know that you've been heard. We certainly appreciate your questions on the topic. That certainly wasn't the only question or only supplement that we've been receiving questions on, but definitely some good ones that we intend to address on the next podcast. I am putting together some information that you guys will like to hear, especially those that did pose those questions. And of course, I'm a big proponent of a creatine supplement, because I think there are many health benefits, and they are not just concentrated to weightlifting. And some
for
might,
adults.
Yeah, and some, yeah, they're not just concentrated to adults either. Some might really surprise you, and so we are looking forward to passing along some of that information, because knowledge is power, and we like sharing some of that with you. And we also will continue to talk about our family and our journey.
Yeah, we did have a lot of questions about one of them. Honey, I probably should have put that out there ahead of time, but was somebody had wanted to know how we met.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could talk about that in great deal, because we have a couple of, well, I mean, there's similar versions, but I have my take and Liz has hers. But anyway, no, that's a fun story. It's a really fun story, and honestly, it's like one of those kind of out of the movies type things. It's not like, hey, we ran across each other in a bar. I don't even drink, so that wouldn't work. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's a really cool story. Be happy to share that with you. And honestly, this podcast, there are going to be fitness things covered, obviously. I think that's important. My company is pro fitness, obviously, in various areas, and pro kid activities and sports. But there is going to be so much life and so much mental health discussion going on between Liz and I and whoever we decide to bring on as guests. Because that's really where everything stems from. If you are not in a good mindset, you're kind of stuck. Like, and everything is all about positivity. It's about a vibe. We've always said that when we started talking with each other. Everything was a vibe. It was all about a positive vibe. Like, if things were in common, it was a vibe. This, that, the other, it was a vibe. And we're all about the mental health positivity aspect of everything. And that just, segues into an opportunity to do better for yourself, fitness-wise and activity-wise. So there's going to be a lot of that talk, right, honey?
Yes, a lot of the talk. And the last question that was asked was, how do we manage to get ourselves, like, up and ready with all the kids in the morning? So I guess, like, a day in the life routine.
Yeah, okay.
That was a question too, because a lot of people have different schedules.
Sure.
Children, child, and can't seem to figure out without, like, childcare and everything like that. Like, how do we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are a lot older, so I can certainly, like, give some.
Not a lot older. I mean, look, your youngest is not a baby, right? But he's not old.
Like, well, yeah, he's not, like, old.
I mean, he's 6 years old.
he's old.
This is like a Benjamin Button situation.
Well, not wiping his butt, so, like, he's old.
Yeah, no. That's a great question, though. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, and, you know, doesn't that look different for, like, different families, different situations? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to kind of lay out at least what it kind of looks like for us. And honestly, it changes day to day, right?
It does. Like, there's not really any set schedule for the morning. I mean, mm-hmm. you just do your thing in early in the morning. Everyone's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of just move on about our day. I will tell you, I'm really excited. I am switching gyms. So I am going to go to what I would not normally go to. So folks, take this as the motivation and next step.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to start working out at the Y.
Hey, gonna join the dark side?
No, that is not the dark side. It's like the bright side.
Hey, okay, well, whatever side it's on. But look, hey, we just got to muscle through a little bit of time because I am opening my own gym. That's facts.
Yes. So right now I'm going to switch gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm excited because Kennedy and I have a plan.
Mm-hmm. To work butts.
Glutes, honey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's probably the better way to say it, right?
Yeah, so our goal, we have some goals in mind, and mm-hmm. we're going to hit them.
Oh, yeah.
So next summer, y'all, be prepared.
Oh, man. I like big butts. No, that's awesome. They do have plans, and I don't care. I love that they're active. I love that my kiddos love Liz so much. She loves them so much. And I love how active we all are because we really just have fun doing it. And you know what? You guys can too. So thanks for tuning in with us tonight. We certainly appreciate you listening.
Wait, before we end, my point to all this was go to the Y. If you want to hang out with us, go to the Y.
Yeah, why not? Stop on through.
Stop on through.
Seriously. I mean, I'm probably there. Like, I'm there more than the employees. I should have a punch card at the time clock at this point, literally.
But yeah, stop through there, and let's get our fitness on.
Let's get our fitness on. Hey, we love you guys. We can't wait to talk with you again. Appreciate your time. Later.